Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Morning Show. The Home Team. No, it's both. It's the crossover with Sam Franco and Chris Brame.
Crossover, step back!
At the buzzer! Right here on 960theref.com.
What's up, everybody? The Crossover Podcast, back at you here on 960theref.com. Also on iTunes. Don't forget to subscribe to us. Sam Franco and Chris Brame along with you. And this is our last podcast before Georgia football week, as the Dogs will be kicking off. We are recording this on Wednesday, August 23rd, which means we are 10 days away, as of this recording, from the Dogs taking on Appalachian State. And we promise next week on this podcast, we will go heavy, heavy, heavy football. But this week, we've got a couple of odds and ends to clean up here. Some interesting stories going down in the world of sports over the last few days. We'll hit on a guy who is unfortunately named Robert Lee.
And, as it turns out, yes.
And what ESPN has done with him. So we'll get to that a little bit later on. We will also talk a little bit about the big trade that just went down in the NBA, one that I think is very lopsided, and one that I think the GM of this team, who had held on to assets for so long, finally got rid of a big asset and I think kind of screwed it up. So we'll talk about that coming up as well. But first, the big news of the week in the world of sports is the upcoming fight between Floyd Mayweather and Conor McGregor Saturday night, the T-Mobile Arena right outside the MGM Grand, I believe, there in Vegas. And I tell you what, minus 400 last check is what I saw, according to Bovada, for Floyd Mayweather Jr.
I'm baffled by these lines. Floyd Mayweather is a shorter favorite against an amateur boxer than he was in, like, his last five fights against pro boxers.
If I'm Floyd Mayweather...
Other than Pacquiao.
Right. If I'm Floyd Mayweather, I'm putting, like, every penny I have, and he's a notorious gambler anyway, but I'm putting every penny I have on myself.
He told Jimmy Kimmel he was betting on himself.
He should.
Yeah.
I mean, at minus 400, that's the best odds Floyd Mayweather is going to get on a fight. I mean,
I'm completely baffled by it, and I need an intervention because I'm starting to get sucked into this thing like I did the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight, which was terrible.
It was terrible.
And right now, I'm like, I'm going to spend $100 Saturday night to watch this mess.
Mm-hmm.
But unless, and I know that's a big, big thing when it comes to an event like this, unless this thing is completely rigged, I don't see how Conor McGregor has any chance to beat Floyd Mayweather. They're boxing. Floyd Mayweather's 49-0. He's a professional boxer, mm-hmm. considered one of the best, you know, pound for pound, as they like to say, ever, against a guy who is not a boxer.
Would you say if McGregor somehow is able to win this fight, knock out Floyd Mayweather, is it akin to USA versus Soviet Union at the Olympics, the Miracle on Ice?
I mean, I guess it would be up there because, yeah, you had basically pro hockey players against amateur ones, and mm-hmm. that's what this is. This is a pro fighter against a pro boxer against an amateur boxer because, you know, McGregor's an MMA fighter. But I have to say, if Conor McGregor knocks Floyd Mayweather out, then I feel like the fight's rigged if that happens.
Well, here's the thing. They're trying to make you think that this can happen so much, and you got to give credit to both camps for keeping the interest up. But Floyd Mayweather, you know, kind of saying, hey, you know, I'm older now. Maybe I won't be able to do as much. And also the gloves, they're doing the 8-ounce gloves, which is another advantage supposedly for Conor McGregor. So there is a lot, it seems to be working in Conor McGregor's favor, and all the money for some reason seems to be coming in on Conor McGregor, but that's not impacting the line in a sense that, you know, Floyd's still the favorite, but it is impacting the line in the fact that the line, you know, it's so small, the odds are so short.
And like they're continuing to plummet. You know, a year ago, before the fight was even announced, there had been odds on the fight, and back then it was like, Mayweather was like minus 2,000.
Right.
So now you see where they've come since then. And I mean, I even saw one theory floated that Mayweather is kind of behind where he's talking. I'm an old guy
yeah,
now.
Yeah,
he's in his 40s.
Yes.
McGregor's what? Late 20s?
26, something like that.
Right. And then even, don't forget, I mean, Mayweather was a part of the petition to
He's 29, actually. I apologize.
Okay. And so, I mean, Mayweather was part of the petition to use the lighter glove. So so this thing that's seen as an advantage for McGregor, it's not like Mayweather fought it. I kind of feel like Mayweather could be behind trying to get himself the best line possible on his own fight, which he has already acknowledged. Yes, he will be betting. He is allowed to bet on himself, and he will be betting on himself. So, I mean, the more he kind of plays in and feeds into this, yeah, Conor McGregor's got a chance to win, then the better odds he'll get on himself.
Absolutely. And if Floyd Mayweather does win this fight, like a lot of people expect, then he will go to 50-0 in his career as a boxer. So he definitely has a lot riding on it in terms of his legacy, because if Conor McGregor knocks him out, I mean, that almost ruins his legacy. It puts the one next to his name. It's kind of like The Undertaker WrestleMania. You know, he lost the match, so he had the one next to his name.
And that's the part where you'd have to worry, is that basically these guys are both due to make seven figures for the fight.
So I mean, Floyd's making a good bit more than
right, but they're both going to come out of it with, you know, $1 million+. And so the thing that I would worry about would be it would flow similar to the Pacquiao-Mayweather fight, which is where those guys really didn't fight. I mean, I think they both sort of agreed, let's not hurt each other. We're both getting rich.
Mm-hmm.
So, if this thing somehow just went the distance, and at the end, then you're leaving it up to these judges, and then the judges come, and it's like a hokey decision where they actually say McGregor wins the fight. Because I have to think that at some point, there's going to be a late surge where the majority of most of the people betting are betting on McGregor, but ultimately more of the money will be on Mayweather. And so while, yes, there are more bets on McGregor, these casinos are exposed when it comes financially, because most of the money has actually come in on like those Maloof brothers that bet $880,000 on Mayweather.
Right, and they're going to donate to charity or whatever if they win.
Yeah.
Well, wouldn't you be better suited, like, I don't know, just donating that money to charity? Because
but here's what at the odds that Mayweather has, where, I mean, honestly, if this is a legitimate, these two guys go and fight and there's no shenanigans, I mean, it seems it's about as sure a thing as I can think of in sports.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's you think about it, that's $880,000 to get 160,000 back.
Right.
So basically they would get $1,040,000, but that's a 17% return on their investment.
Mm-hmm.
Where else are you going to find that kind of a return on an investment anywhere? I mean, in like an hour.
That's true. No, it's a great point. So it's definitely it's definitely a fight where it doesn't look like it's going to be a great fight, and it doesn't look like Conor McGregor really has a chance to win it, but just that one possibility that, hey, what if McGregor catches him one time? And that's what they've done such a great job of selling with this fight.
I know. And I mean, it's starting to more than anything, what's suckering me in, though, is just the idea that you've got this guy Floyd Mayweather, and when you look at the historical odds of all his fights,
mm-hmm.
and see how short of a favorite he is now, and how the number keeps even plummeting. The last I looked, I mean, I've seen it as low as just straight -400, 4-1.
That's what I'm saying. -400 is what I saw in Bovada, yeah.
Yeah, and
so that's bet 400 to win 100, for those of you who don't know.
Yeah, but and again, it's just he's the last time he fought a guy, he was like a 30-1 favorite.
Mm-hmm.
And that was against a pro boxer. Pacquiao, yeah. He was like -200. But even like, was it Miguel Cotto?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was like -500, -600 against him. Again, those are actual, those are professional boxers.
And then, you know, Pacquiao was hurt, you know, and that kind of ticked off a lot of people that bet on it, because it was like, hey, how long in advance did he know he was hurt? That could have impacted everything. So.
Right. It also conveniently set up the potential for a rematch, but
yeah, I don't think we're going to get that.
You know what
now.
I mean? Now, no, they've got this thing going instead.
And look, it's a great time for UFC getting all this pub off of Conor McGregor fighting Floyd Mayweather, but unfortunately, their light heavyweight champion is going to probably be suspended for 2 years because he just tested positive for steroids again. John Bones Jones just can't get out of his own way.
And didn't he like won his last fight, right?
He beat Daniel Cormier, and then
coming back from a suspension.
Right.
Yeah.
And now they're saying that again, he has failed another drug test. You know, they have to do the B sample and everything. But with all of this hype swirling around MMA and UFC right now because of the Conor McGregor-Floyd Mayweather fight, that's not really good timing.
No. So, I mean, I guess it would help them if McGregor won.
Yes.
But then what is his fee? I mean, is he planning on getting back into that? Or?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, he's currently I believe he has two championships, or he calls himself the champion in two different weight classes, the featherweight and he calls himself the featherweight champion, even though apparently he is like, you know, had to turn that over or whatever. But he is the lightweight champion in UFC right now. So I'm assuming he's going to have to go back eventually so that he can defend that title. But for now, he's just going to try and beat Floyd Mayweather. And here's the question before we jump on to the next topic here. We know that Floyd Mayweather is a heavy favorite. He's probably going to win. You're going for McGregor, right?
No, it depends if I actually end up...
you throw some scratch on
him. If
them,
the odds on Mayweather stay where they are, I'm going to have to throw some scratch on him.
Well, yeah, because he's a heavy favorite. Or in the eyes of the public and in the eyes of the... Well, not necessarily the public, because the public is putting a lot of money on McGregor. But in the eyes of people that know this, they think 400 to 1 or 4 to 1 or minus 400 is absurdly low for
yeah,
this fight.
I mean, again, it's just compared to... The odds that he's had where he's in previous matches where he's actually fought real boxers or professional boxers as opposed to this guy who's just an amateur fighter.
I won't be putting any money on it other than the $100 it takes to watch it, but I will say that I am definitely going
so you're
for
getting
Conor McGregor.
You're going to get it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm going to have some friends over and yeah.
I'm right now it's like, I need an intervention because I feel like I am, and then it's just going to be just another ridiculous nonsense fight. But I mean, part of it too is all, you know, I mean, there's like all kinds of crazy prop bets too involving like Justin Bieber, you know, how long each of their entrances will take. So there's all that stuff that goes on beyond
who
the
all
fight.
Will escort the guys to the ring, like all that kind
of
stuff.
You know, so there is that kind of like people watching aspect of it, I guess, that, you know, if you want to justify shelling out, because what it's 80, is it $85? But if you want it in HD, it's 100.
Yes.
Yeah.
And why wouldn't you want it in HD?
Well, I know, yeah.
I mean, nobody's ordering it in SD.
That's what I remember paying for the Pacquiao Mayweather fight was $100, and I, about two rounds in, immediately regretted that decision.
Well, see, that's why I invite a lot of people over and make them throw $10 a head, because I'm not paying for the whole thing myself.
Yeah, that's smart. But, yeah, I mean, I guess in reality, do I want to see this, you know, I mean, listen, Mayweather's like a bad dude. He's a wife beater.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I want McGregor to knock him out, because Mayweather is a bad human being.
Sure.
He's a bad person.
Absolutely. I'm with you. And but that's part of it, too. It's like the idea, then, of paying for this fight is just giving him money. Let's also throw in there now, he's also a tax dodger.
Right.
So I want to help, you know, I want to give him more money. But at the same time, I mean, I like having money too, and he could help me get there because I just don't see how he's going to lose.
Right.
But I mean, yeah, the thing is rigged, and I mean, I could end up like putting some scratch down on Mayweather, and then in the end, I see McGregor beat him, and like, well, I should have known better.
Yeah, but we'll see what ends up happening. But I'm excited for it. I've been excited for it for a while. Just that possibility that McGregor might be able to knock out Floyd Mayweather. I'm keeping my fingers crossed all the way around on that one. All right, we'll jump now to the NBA here on the Crossover Podcast, 960theref.com, also on iTunes. Don't forget to subscribe. Big trade in the NBA went down yesterday. Again, we're recording this on Wednesday, August 23rd. Kyrie Irving is getting his wish. He is heading to the Boston Celtics. And in return, well, the Celtics are giving up a lot. They are giving up alongside of Isaiah Thomas as well as Jay Crowder. They are also giving up Ante Zizic, a center.
Wait, so Isaiah Thomas is going to the Cavs?
Yes.
Okay.
And the Brooklyn Nets' unprotected 2018 first-round pick, which... The Nets are going to be terrible.
Yeah.
So that's
a lottery pick.
Very likely, no, definitely a lottery pick. Could be the number one overall pick. So the Cavs could end up having the number one pick in the draft along with Isaiah Thomas, who is an unrestricted free agent after this season, so they'd have to determine if they want to sign him or not. But also Jay Crowder, and I don't really know too much about Ante Zizic, but I'll say this. I think Boston gave up way too much here. If I'm Cleveland, I would have done this trade for Jay Crowder, Isaiah Thomas, and Ante Zizic. But they threw in the first-round pick of the Nets as well, which is going to be a lottery pick.
Well, and the lottery pick is going to help them absorb the blow, too, if LeBron ends up leaving
exactly.
after this season. So they'll be in the lottery to maybe at least get an excellent player out of there to replace him. But, yeah, I mean, that's a ridiculous haul for a guy in Kyrie Irving who is a good player, but he's one of those – like we say, there's the all-star caliber players, and then those the superstars, those transcendent figures that win titles. And Kyrie's been on the Cavs alone before LeBron came
back. That's what
I'm
saying. We've seen Kyrie as the guy before.
Right. And they were terrible.
Yeah.
And so...
granted, you know, he's older and has more experience now.
But. Right. And listen, and that Boston team that's still left there with like Al Horford is not as bad as around him what those Cleveland teams were before LeBron came back. But... you know, I guess, you know, Kyrie was looking at it, probably thinking LeBron's going to be gone after next season. So he didn't want to be stuck in Cleveland without him. So he put the move out there to make it to get traded and see if he could put himself in a better position. And I guess he did. But yeah, I mean, you're right. Boston gave up quite a bit there. And big picture, too. What does it really change about the NBA? Who's favored to win the
this trade,
finals?
Quite frankly,
Golden State.
In my opinion, this trade makes both teams involved in it weaker because Kyrie fit what the Cavs were doing.
I mean, a little bit, but who's
just in terms of next year competing for a championship? I think it makes both teams weaker.
But who's beating the Cavs in the finals if LeBron's still there? Eastern finals.
Oh, the Eastern finals. Nobody.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
This doesn't change anything. Other than the fact that, for me, it makes the Warriors an even heavier favorite.
Exactly. I mean, Golden State's still favored.
And I've seen where a lot of people think that Cleveland is going to use that Nets pick to try and get another superstar in here right now to try and make another run at it. LeBron ain't coming back. I think that would be really dumb. Like, if you got rid of that number one pick, which could be the number one overall pick, depending on how bad the Nets are and depending on how the ping pong balls fall. But... the Celtics have some good players. You know, don't get me wrong. They brought in some good talent. They have Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. So they added those guys in. And now you have Kyrie Irving. So I think the Celtics could build for something in the future. But for the Cavs and from their perspective, LeBron James has pretty much told a lot of people, you know, off the radar or behind the scenes or whatever, he ain't coming back.
Yeah.
So getting rid of that number one pick would be dumb.
It would. I mean, they'd have to have some assurance that he would come back, and then if you wanted to trade it for...
But that's the thing. Who's worth it at this point? Who has... I mean, Paul George moved, so who are you getting?
Paul's already moved.
Paul moved.
Right now, all that movement this offseason has already been done, so, I mean...
You mean Carmelo Anthony?
No, he's not going to do it.
No.
I mean, well, he's not going to be that piece that's going to take Cleveland to that next level. I mean, I feel like Chris Paul and LeBron are tight, so I feel like that's a move that's coming up. Is somehow Paul and LeBron are going to get involved with each other in some way? Because Paul's only on he's on his last year.
Paul
too.
George as well. Think about him; he's only on a year contract out there in Oklahoma City. So you've got Paul George in OKC. You've got Chris Paul in Houston. Both guys are only on 1 year deals. I really do think that, and I hate to say this because. That four-letter word, LeVar Ball, is going to end up with his son, LeBron, Chris Paul, and maybe Paul George all on the Lakers.
Yeah, but hadn't he talked a lot of trash about LeBron?
I don't think. I think LeBron takes over immediately if he goes to the Lakers. He has a nice sit-down with Mr. Ball and says, hey, shut up.
It'd be a good troll of Kevin Durant, though, if LeBron went to Oklahoma City and played with Westbrook.
And played with Paul George and Russell
Westbrook. Yeah, and then they beat the Warriors. But I'm telling you, though, the NBA wants to figure whatever happens next offseason, they want LeBron to stay in the Eastern Conference.
Oh, absolutely. If he goes to the West and the East –
The NBA,
it just becomes nothing.
Then the Western Conference playoffs are great, but once you get to the NBA Finals, they're unwatchable. Because then there won't be a team in the Eastern Conference that has a chance to even get a game on whatever team wins the West. I mean, let's just say in that like scenario, okay, LeBron goes to Oklahoma City, and he's playing with Westbrook, and then you get the Golden State and Oklahoma City Western Conference Finals.
Right.
That's must-watch TV. That's something you could charge money for on a pay-per-view.
Absolutely.
But then you get to the NBA Finals, and then, I mean, who's there? The Wizards?
Yeah, nobody wants to see that. That's the thing. You want to keep that balance. And it's so weird with trades and things like that. We go back to that Chris Paul trade that should have happened to the Lakers before David Stern came in and nixed it for apparently the only reason was he didn't want the Lakers to be good.
Which I don't understand that because I always thought he did want the Lakers to be good.
I know, but it's just bizarre how that all went down. But, yeah, I just think that if you're LeBron James, you know, you want to go where you have the best opportunity to win a championship, and you don't want anybody telling you where you can and can't go.
No. And, I mean, I think that's – since that's what everybody measures these guys on now historically too, and it's, you know, how many titles did – you win compared to player X from yesteryear, then, I mean, how can we keep getting mad at them when they go and basically are chasing those titles if that's all that matters? And that's what Durant went and did. Now he's got his ring, and LeBron does have a couple and probably wants another one or two. And right now that situation in Cleveland, he's not going to get one. I mean, he could still get to the finals, but, you know, as we saw last year, they ain't beating the Warriors as the Warriors are currently made up with Curry and Kevin Durant.
That is absolutely correct. So we'll see what ends up happening in the NBA and with the Cleveland Cavaliers now that they've made this move. And golly, I just can't get over the fact of these rumors that they may be shopping that number one pick, because if they do, that'd be really dumb, because as we've talked about this entire segment here, LeBron ain't coming back.
The Hawks are going to be terrible. That's encouraging.
Yeah, exactly.
I do like that. So then getting the lottery, too.
Exactly.
They were named the NBA's least watchable team for next season.
Well, if you're a Hawks fan, just look forward to watching a John Collins and see if they made a good draft pick there. The continued development of Torian Prince.
Sure.
Dennis Schroeder also. But
yeah,
no Paul Millsap, no Dwight Howard. Very happy about one of those. And I guess happy about the other, because the money that Denver gave Paul Millsap, the Hawks smartly did not match.
No, the Hawks need to they need to ball it up, throw it away, and start over, and it looks like that's what they're going to do, and hopefully get in the lottery.
Yes, it does. All right, here on the crossover, got a little bit of time left here to jump into what a lot of people are I guess they're calling it MSESPN now, as an allusion to MSNBC, the more liberal of the news networks, I guess I will say. ESPN pulled a guy named Robert Lee off of the Virginia William & Mary broadcast. They moved him over to a Pitt versus Youngstown State broadcast because of the events in Charlottesville centered around the taking down of a Robert E. Lee statue. So the guy's name is Robert Lee, and he's been pulled off of a game just because his name was Robert Lee.
Well, according to ESPN now, and I mean, whatever. I mean, some people believe it. They don't want to. They gave him the option.
They said it was mutual.
Right. They gave him the option. And because I believe ESPN was 100% correct.
To do this?
Well, no. In their thinking of your name is Robert Lee, on that Saturday when people discovered that a guy named Robert Lee was calling the Virginia football game,
they would have gotten destroyed with memes.
It would have become an internet meme.
Yes.
And they're 100% correct.
To try to avoid the meme is what you're saying.
Well, yeah, that which they're reasoning for it. Now, I don't know how this became public. Supposedly this guy, Clay Travis, had and somebody leaked it to him. And then he's the one that made it a big deal. And he ended up, what, on that Tucker Carlson show on Fox News? But that's where the part about it from ESPN, it's like, why wouldn't you just do something like this? Okay, who's even heard of the broadcaster named Robert Lee? I never had until now. And so, you know, why press release it or even announce that you're doing it? But apparently, I mean, they didn't. Apparently somebody just leaked the information to this guy, Clay Travis, who, I mean, once notoriously asked Tim Tebow at SECCon if he was a virgin. So he's one of those just muckrakers that wants to be edgy so that he can get himself maximize his attention. And so he threw this out there to make ESPN look bad. And I think they were 100% spot on that had they allowed this guy Robert Lee to to call that game, it would have become just a big internet meme and joke. And that's what they were allowing him to avoid, is basically becoming just the butt of a joke that day.
Yeah, exactly. So I see what you're saying, where like maybe you want to avoid that and, you know, try and get around.
Like, if I was Robert Lee, I would want. And by the way, we should point out Robert Lee, he's an Asian American.
That's what's even crazier about all this, yeah, is the guy has no resemblance or whatever.
No, that's just a very common Asian name, Lee, right?
Right.
So, but yeah, I mean, supposedly they gave him the choice. Like, you know, there is this ironic, you know, coincidence with your name, Robert E. Lee and Robert Lee. Do you want to move off that game? And I guess he said, yeah.
Yeah, and I can see, like, if you give him the option, I guess I can see to where, yeah, I don't want to be an internet meme.
No, but I mean, with ESPN thinking that that was going to happen that day, let's be honest, they're 100% right. As soon as people got wind of the fact that a guy named Robert Lee was calling the Virginia and William and Mary game, it absolutely would have turned into a big Twitter joke. And so, I mean, I don't know. I mean, where ESPN's getting criticized because that's the decision that they made, I don't see it as being PC or anything. I feel like they're 100% right. That's absolutely what would have happened.
Yeah, and it's just unfortunate that we're in a part of society or a time in our society right now where you're just going to get pummeled either way. You know, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. Like, if you had gone in and just let this happen, you're right, it would have become an internet meme. I guess I wasn't really thinking about it from that perspective. When I was thinking about it, I was just thinking about, like, it's just dumb that they pulled a guy off like that. But yeah, I can see it. I'm thinking about it from a little bit from your perspective now, and I guess that didn't really hit me, the whole he didn't want to be an internet meme. But yeah, I'd probably have done the same thing and been like, yeah, I don't want to be an internet meme.
Yeah. I mean, I guess on the surface, it is sort of like dumb or whatever, but, and I mean, my first thought too was, when I first saw it, was, well, like, why did they even like announce it or broadcast they were doing it? I mean, no one would have known if all of a sudden this guy was you know, calling the Pitt Youngstown State game instead of the Virginia William and Mary game. But evidently somebody, they've got a mole, somebody leaked that information to that Clay Travis guy, and then,
right, yeah, he's got feelers, man. That guy hates ESPN.
Yeah,
and he's got
went,
feelers.
And, you know, then he ran it, and it blew up into this story where, you know, ESPN has some liberal bias or something like that. It sounds to me like, no, they just they took this guy they have named Robert Lee and decided to see if he wanted to avoid being the butt of a bunch of jokes on the internet, which, let's be honest, he 100% would have been. No one would have been able to control themselves that day. And so where they even specifically said in their announcement about, like, for the likes of Deadspin and awful announcing that would have made him the butt of jokes, they're spot on. That's what would have happened. He'd have been on Twitter, and it would have been on those sites, and they would have pointed out ESPN has a guy named Robert Lee calling the – in fact, they probably would have been accused of having a liberal bias for that too, then.
That's true. That's a good point.
That they would have had an Asian American named Robert Lee calling the Virginia game.
Which would have somehow totally been their fault, right?
Yeah, right. I mean, well, no, it would have been – that was it was deliberate. ESPN intentionally did that. You know, they probably – it was damned if they do, damned if they don't. But I do love what – I mean, just in this the social media age, just the – how easily stirred up we all are about everything.
Certainly.
Because, I mean, that's my favorite thing about the bleeding of, like, ESPN is bleeding subscribers or whatever. And there are people that believe it's because they have their liberal politics. But Fox Sports is having the same problem. They're slashing people, too. And if, like, for all these, because I do find that the people who think that ESPN is losing subscribers because of their liberal politics all have conservative politics, and I don't find that those people are watching Fox Sports.
Well, it's just so weird. Like, I think one of the biggest problems in our country is that conservatives only watch Fox News. Liberals only watch, like, MSNBC. You know, you only watch the news or the the network that reinforces your beliefs and reinforces right. what you think.
Right. And there's also no facts anymore.
Right.
Like once upon
a time.
It's
all opinions.
And once upon a time, we could disagree politically about things, but at least there was like these clear established facts that we all agree existed.
Yeah.
But now everything is a lie. Everything is fake. And so we can't even agree on what's real and not, and what the facts actually are. And that's like one thing. ESPN is not losing subscribers because they have some left political leaning. Fox Sports is going through the same thing.
Fox Sports' problem is, and we're getting up on the end here, so I'll just say this really quickly. Fox Sports' problem is, like, they changed their website to all video and, like, laid off a bunch of writers. It's like,
well, exactly.
They're playing to the lowest common denominator, and a lot of sports fans hate that.
Right, exactly. The same thing is happening there that's happening at ESPN. They're laying off people because they're losing subscribers. The reason ESPN is losing subscribers is because people are tired of paying for something they don't watch.
Absolutely. And that's the thing. If you're able to get it a different way, and look, we could go into a whole podcast about how the cable system works and how it bleeds money from people and how we're seeing these streaming services come up and take over for cable, and the cable model is going to have to be seriously rethought up here. But for now, it is what it is, and these people are starting to lose a lot of subscribers. Because, yeah, people are tired of paying that money.
Yeah, because it has nothing to do with their politics or whatever.
But I will say this. On the surface, removing a guy named Robert Lee from a broadcast just because he shares the name of Robert E. Lee, on the surface, seems like a reach and an overreaction. But then you go behind the scenes, like you're saying, and yes, you should not become an internet meme. If you can stop yourself from becoming an internet meme before it happens,
yeah,
do that.
No, I agree. And this is another one of those stories. That's another problem. And this is another problem with this day and age is nobody bothers to read stories.
No, read the headline and then move on.
Right. In fact, I think there's one of those like the Guardian.
The one from England.
Right, where they don't allow you to comment.
Right.
Unless you take a quiz that actually proves you read the story. Like even going back to that Josh Rosen stuff.
Yeah.
If that got you all in a tizzy, then all you did was read the clickbait headlines. And that's another. So, yeah, when I first saw that ESPN removed a guy named Robert Lee from its Virginia broadcast, my first instinct was like, this is ridiculous. But then when you actually read the story, that it was his choice, that their reasoning for it was they feared that he would become an internet meme and an internet joke, I agree 100%. That's absolutely what would have happened.
Yeah, 100%. I mean,
there would have been all sorts of like...
it would have happened within like minutes of the graphic on the bottom of the screen saying Robert Lee and having like Virginia.
Yes.
Within seconds of that happening, they would have been all over the internet.
There would have been screenshots everywhere. They would have probably like photoshopped his head on top of the Robert E. Lee statue. There would have been jokes about him being removed from Charlottesville. I mean, they're absolutely, I'm 100% convinced that they're 100% right. That would have just been a giant joke that day.
Again, thank you for even like getting me to think about it from that perspective, because I was just thinking about it on the surface. And again, like
on the surface, you're right.
On the surface, it looks really stupid.
Yeah.
But then you think about the internet, like okay, if this had happened, and look, we're running a little, look, we usually like to keep it 30 minutes, but hey, this is our podcast.
Couple minutes over.
We can do whatever we want.
Yeah. We're wildly entertaining, so you're not turning us off.
Absolutely right. As Tony Schiavone say, we are desperately out of time. But I think that if this had happened 10 years ago, before like the blowing up of memes and everything like that, then yes, it would have been looked at as really, really dumb for them to have done.
Well, in that case,
and the political climate has changed too.
Sure, but in that case, they probably wouldn't have even gotten them off the broadcast.
That's a good point.
Because their reasoning for even doing it is they wanted to avoid him becoming just the butt of a bunch of jokes, which he would have been.
They're like, hey, do you want to maybe do a different game? Because you're going to be butchered if you do this.
Because, you know, your name is Robert Lee, and, you know, they've got this statue, Robert E. Lee. And so, yeah, you know what? You're probably right. I'll send me somewhere else.
No doubt. All right. That will wrap up this edition of The Crossover right here on 960theref.com. Sam Franco, Chris Brame along with you. Next week, it is football week. The Dogs will be kicking off We record this again Wednesday, August 23rd. So 10 days from today, it'll be Georgia and Appalachian State, and we will go heavy, heavy, heavy football next week. So be sure to tune in next week. Be sure to tune in every week to the Crossover Podcast. Chris Bryan, Sam Franco, right here on 960theref.com.
You've been listening to The Crossover with Sam Franco and Chris Bryan on 960theref.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.